This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson along with Robin Young. And we've got this news just in moments ago from the Federal Reserve. The Fed is speeding up the tapering of its bond buying, which has been a way to stimulate the economy that's been in place since the financial crisis. And the Fed says that interest rates will stay below normal even after employment and inflation reach normal levels. Joining us with the details and to explain is Marilyn Giewax, senior business editor with NPR. She's with us from Washington. Marilyn, welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, tell us more about what the Fed said.
Well, if you've ever seen one of their statements, you know that it takes a while to sort out all those tea leaves. And I can see that's what people are struggling with right now on Wall Street, trying to understand it. But the main takeaway that I have at this moment is that they said the economy is doing better. It's gaining some strength. But they've introduced this sort of a new concept of underutilized workers. That is, that even when the unemployment rate itself looks like it's getting a lot better, actually, there's still a lot of slack in the market. There are a lot of people who, for example, have part-time jobs and they really want to get into a full-time job. Or maybe they've just dropped out of the labor force altogether. So the Fed is saying, don't just look at the usual metrics about the labor market. We feel there are a lot of people on the sidelines. So we think the economy is a little weaker than what it looks like on the surface. So that suggests that they're going to continue a fairly low interest rate environment. You know, they want to get everybody moving again. They want homes to sell. They want cars to sell. So by using various techniques to hold down interest rates, they can help stimulate the economy. So this is saying we're moving away from our really aggressive efforts to hold down interest rates. But don't look for them to pop up, because we're going to kind of keep our thumb on this because we're worried about these underutilized workers.
Well, and we should say these interest rates have been near zero now for going on 6 years
since
the financial crisis, quite some time. The Fed also said today that, as we said, it's going to speed up its taper. What that means is that they're still buying these bonds, these mortgage-backed securities every month, but they're going to buy them at a slower pace than before.
Right. Think about what they're trying to do there. They want you to buy a home. So when you buy a home, you typically a lot of times use a 30-year mortgage. That's a very long-term bond. And they want to have a lot of buyers for bonds out there to help hold down the interest rates. If lots of people are buying long bonds, then that means the interest rates can stay a little bit lower. So they've had these extraordinary efforts to try to push down on those interest rates to help you buy that house. But if they're going to taper down on that program, what they don't want to see is, as they called it last year, a taper tantrum where people just freak out and interest rates start to nudge up if they think the Fed is going to change course. So they're trying to figure out a way to signal that eventually we have to get back to a more normal environment. You know, I looked at like historical tables of what interest rates were for mortgages over the years, and let's just say 6, 7, 8% is a whole lot more normal than the 3 and 4 and 5% that we've seen in recent years. So they want to get back to a more normal footing. We just want this great recession to be over and for the economy to just become normal again. And that means having interest rates a little bit higher. But how quickly can you move back to normality is really the question the Fed keeps struggling with.
Marilyn, as we see this news from the Fed, it's a very big economic week. We're going to have the Labor Department release the monthly jobs report this Friday. We got a private sector jobs report this morning from the payroll processing company ADP, which said that 218,000 private sector jobs were added in the economy last month. And we got a report today from the government about economic growth, GDP in this country, 4% last quarter, which is very good compared to what we saw in the first quarter.
Yes, and that GDP report, that's the gross domestic product. It's the measure of just about everything, all the stuff that we do. And it was showing that we were up 4%. So that means the economy is growing really quickly. But, you know, in the winter, it was lousy. The economy shrunk by more than 2%. So that was when you put it all together and you balance out the bad winter and the rebound in the spring and you look at kind of where are we in general, it's a healthy rate of growth, but it's not spectacular. It's not faltering. It's just sort of pretty good. Now, that encourages people who like what the Fed is trying to do. They're saying, you know, there's still weaknesses out there, but yes, we're growing. Let's taper this down. But, You know, Jeremy, there are critics out there who really don't like what the Fed is doing. They say you're worrying too much about this underutilized labor force and you're worrying about all sorts of things. Actually, the economy is starting to grow too quickly. They're seeing signs of inflation starting to perk up. So some people think it's time for interest rates to go up more quickly to keep the economy from overheating, because it's very tough to turn that battleship. So, you know, there's this pretty fair debate out there on two ways of looking at it. If we're growing very quickly, then maybe the Fed is being too pokey. And if we're growing too slowly, then maybe it's a great idea to keep those interest rates down. It's a lot of responsibility for the Fed to try to help steer the economy. And today's announcement means they're reasonably satisfied with where they're at, and they're going to more or less do more of the same. Although, you know, clearly the direction over time is probably towards higher interest rates.
Marilyn Gwak, Senior Business Editor for NPR, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.